to Beer Mail episode number 8 of
Brutal Battle. It feels like we're just trucking along with these beer mails. And yes, you probably guessed it.
Who is it from?
Kyle Norman. Of course it's from Kyle Norman. We did our Pittsburgh excursion, beer excursion episode, so go back and listen to that. We got a lot of beers from Kyle, as is usually the case whenever we bump into him or meet up with him.
We just bump into him.
Actually, we never bump into him.
No, it's always planned.
So yeah, every time we meet up with him, almost every time, he ends up throwing way too many beers at us, but that makes these beer mail episodes possible. And there's some stuff that we're excited about. We actually are going to be doing 2 beer mail episodes worth with stuff from Kyle Norman that he gave us in Pittsburgh. So, yeah. So there's some interesting stuff. And actually, a few of the beers, 1 beer from this episode and 2 beers for the next one, I reached into our cellar and I'm incorporating some beers that he gave us longer ago, like years ago. Yeah, that didn't make sense.
No.
A much longer time ago.
Yeah.
So years ago, he gave us some beers that have been sitting in the cellar. So we're going to have 1 of those in this episode and 2 of those next episode. And then the other beers
it's
for the episode.
It's like a hybrid cellar dive beer mail.
Kind
episode.
Of. Yeah, basically.
Cellar mail.
Like 1/4 of this one is a cellar dive and 1/2 of the next one is a cellar dive. So yes. Let's get into it though. And our tasting order is going to be whatever. So the first one I'm very excited about, thank you. First of all, just thank you so much, Kyle, for giving us all these beers. But huge thank you for giving us this first beer, because Kyle knows that I've been wanting to try a hoppy beer from Hill Farmstead for a long time. Now, he has a hookup with people in Vermont, so he was able to get a hold of the Hill Farmstead Double Galaxy. And for people who don't know, Hill Farmstead's out of Greensboro, Bend, Vermont. Double Galaxy is an Imperial IPA with what type of hops?
Galaxy?
I think so.
Just a guess.
And the percentage on this one is... Do I see it or is it printed on the bottom? I don't see it.
Surprise?
Yeah. I would think they have to have it on here, but I don't see a... Okay. There's no ABV, but it's Imperial, so it's probably 7 and 7.5-ish. And it's a 12-ounce can. I don't think the Hill Farmstead does pounders. So, 12-ounce can. Here we go.
Looks hazy.
A little bit for Rebecca. A little bit for me. Oops. Dribble a little. Okay. It's a beautiful can, by the way. They have such a classy look to their cans all the time. It's like the Hill Farmstead logo, which is basically like a wine glass inside of an hourglass. It just looks cool and classy. All right, so what does it look like? Yeah, it looks real hazy, but pretty orange.
Yeah, yellowish.
Can't see through it. Yeah, what does it smell like? It's a nice nose. Ooh. So what do you smell mainly?
I'm getting a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, I get a lot of pineapple. I also get some apricot, though. You get a little apricot?
Yeah, I could see that. Like peachy, apricot-y.
It's very slight, but I'm getting mango for sure. Pineapple, mango. It's a lot of that tropical citrus going on. And then a little bit of apricot on the finish. It smells very vibrant.
I'm getting some of that. I'm getting Vaseline.
Okay. Yeah. I can see what you're saying with that. It doesn't bother me. I know that's a certain smell you don't like. That's one of those things we talked about before where it's, if you don't like that certain flavor, that certain smell, you pick up on very low levels of it. Whereas if it doesn't bother you as much, low levels, you don't even perceive typically. Yeah. So you already went in for a taste. Your thoughts?
It's good. I like the mouth feel.
Ooh.
Has a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Nice body. It's just hard because I'm getting that Vaseline on the taste.
I see what you're saying. I get a lot more of the mango in the flavor than I do in the aroma. And I do get a little bit of pineapple, but the pineapple's more subdued than what was in the aroma. Mouthfeel is very nice.
Yeah.
I think it's a great mouthfeel for an Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
There's more bitterness than I expected.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing because it helps balance that kind of juicy citrus that's vibrant in the beginning, and then it just kind of transitions to the bitterness for finish.
It's too bitter for me. Bitterness is a little too much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it also might change a little bit because this is still relatively cold. So by the end,
yeah, we'll see.
Maybe we hop back to it. But
hop back.
Yeah. I can see what you're saying about it being too much for you. I like it because with a decent enough bitterness like that, it helps cleanse the palate and kind of get it ready for the next sip. It makes you want that initial vibrant citrusy quality again, as opposed to it still lingering on your tongue and you're like, oh.
There you are. There you are. Yeah. I hear you.
It's good. I'm surprised at the level of bitterness. But that's good for me. Good for me. Okay, rinsing glasses. And the glass rinsing is how we stay hydrated during these episodes. Because we just drink our rinse water. Okay, so the next one is the cellar one. This is the Kyle Norman cellar one. And I'm very excited about this. Because it's a beer I think we've had on this podcast before, but not this iteration of it.
Okay.
It is by Deschutes Brewery, and it is their Abyss, The Abyss. And The Abyss is a imperial stout brewed with blackstrap molasses, licorice, cherry bark, and whole vanilla beans. But this version in particular was aged for an entire year in brandy barrels, and it is a 2016 vintage. So at this point, it is probably not quite 4 years old, but over 3 years old. A little over 3 years old. And the ABV on it is 13.3%.
Okay.
So it's an old beer, it's a barrel-aged beer, and it's got all sorts of extra stuff in it. So let's see. Oh, and Deschutes is... Are they at a Bend, I think?
I think so.
Yep, not a Bend. Look at me remembering where breweries are from. And here's the thing. This is a wax top. But it's only one layer of wax, so I can just get right through it with a bottle opener, which is...
Yeah, those are the best.
I appreciate the heck out of that.
I hate when you just have to fight them so much.
I know, and that happens a lot with those types.
You always end up injured.
Yeah.
Either you or the beer.
Yeah, no, legitimately. Like, what I hate is when you have to get something to, like, cut the wax off, because I literally have a scar on my wrist from... trying to cut wax off, and the knife slipped, and I cut my wrist. And I have that scar, and I remember what beer it's from, too. It was from by the brewery, one of their Suker beers, which is an amazing beer. So if it was going to happen, I would have a scar. No, it totally was worth it.
Okay, so this is dark.
Good God, that looks thick. But it doesn't have legs the way you would think it is. You would think it would when you swirl it. It seems a little more thin than I would assume. But it's very dark. There's not much of a head to it at all. It's
very fragrant.
Yeah, very dark. But when you do get some bubbles popping up, they're crazy dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man, that smells beautiful. That smells good.
It's very woody. I'm getting a lot of the wood.
Tons of wood. There's a little kind of charcoal ashiness in there. There's a decent amount of dark chocolate peeking through. You're right, though. Lots of wood.
I mean, it's mostly wood. Wood and dark chocolate are like the two.
And I'm getting like an apple note, which I assume is coming from the brandy.
I'm getting some vanilla.
Yeah, I can see the vanilla as well. And there's like a smoke to it.
I feel like it burns my nose.
Well, I mean, it's 13.3%, so that's possible. Yeah, and there's a slight smokiness that kind of dances across the end of each sniff.
Yeah.
It smells a little bit sweet, but the woodiness makes it like kind of also bitter on the nose. Almost tannic, which is interesting. All right, you already went in? Well, that's a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The alcohol is a bit aggressive on first sip. Mm.
It's hard because, like, for 13%, it is 13%.
Yeah, yeah. You taste all that 13% pretty much.
And it's just weird because you can have really higher ABV that doesn't taste it. But this you can tell.
There's an astringency to it for sure. I think part of that reason is because since it has so much of the woody character, like it that's at its base something that's not going to hide astringency. It's more going to increase it, and I think that's kind of what's happening here. So it tastes kind of astringent, but do you get anything else?
It has a nice chocolate finish, though.
Like dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that, like, charcoal-y ashiness is definitely there.
It's definitely there.
And that smokiness on the finish is definitely there.
It's very drying.
Which makes it kind of chalky, for sure. This actually is a lot of what I remember the flavor profile of the Abyss being like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. Like, having a lot of that wood being very ashy and chalky and charcoal-y and smoky, stays true to it. But do you taste any of the brandy, really?
No, other than wood.
Well, I feel like I get a little bit of that kind of apple flavor that I said I was smelling, but it's very faint. Very faint. It's good, though. I like it.
It's okay.
There's a creeping bitterness on the end, too, which partially is from how woody it is, but also partially from the astringency and the alcohol level. Rebecca just, like, shuddered a bit.
Yeah, I don't...
Was it the bitterness that got
you?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rebecca says, too much wood, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to lighten things up after that with our third beer. And this is actually a brewery I've never even heard of before.
Okay.
And they're out of Cleveland, Ohio, which is funny because they're on Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, which is kind of a little bit confusing. So it's a brewery called Saucy Brew Works.
Saucy.
And I've never heard of Saucy Brew Works, but we're about to be introduced. This is their IPA ASAP. It's an IPA, and it's 6.3% alcohol.
Okay.
I'm always down to try new breweries. Hopefully this does not disappoint. And since Kyle Norman gave it to us, I would think it
probably
wouldn't.
Now, we don't know if he's had it before or where he got these.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have also been like a pickup of his where he's like, I don't know who this is, and I know Carlin likes trying new stuff. Maybe I'll just give it to him.
Right.
That's possible. Or he's had it before and was like, he's got to try this. I hope it's the second one. But we'll find out. It's slightly hazy. It's very orange in color.
Yeah.
It's retaining a decent amount of head. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, I like that nose.
I do too.
It's more of like a West Coast-y style. There's a decent amount of bitterness right up front. There's a lot, it's resiny a little bit.
I was going to say resiny.
What else are you getting out of it? Ooh.
There's a certain...
It's a little dank, too.
There's a fruitiness to it.
There is a certain fruit. This is one of those ones that, to me, is kind of like sugar-coated orange peel.
Yeah.
Is what it smells like. And there's a decent amount of the malt coming through in the nose, too.
I mean, there's citrus. It's not like a bright citrus, though. It is like a syrupy.
Okay. Yeah.
Sugary.
I can agree with you on that. But then there's also this little bit of a sugary note, too, in there. And a slight, feel me on this, a slight bubblegum note.
Okay, I was going to say pink lemonade.
I don't get that, but bubblegum.
Okay.
Definitely
I
get
think,
a little bubblegum.
I think we're describing the same flavor.
Okay, quite possible. It smells good, though.
Yeah, it does.
I really like the smell of this. It smells like it could have a nice, clean finish and be potentially refreshing.
That it is.
Ooh, yeah. Vibrant, refreshing, flavorful, nice bitterness. Very nice bitterness. It's kind of like low-high bitterness.
Yeah. It's like, I think how we both like our IPAs. Like, citrusy, fruity, some bitterness to back it up.
Mm-hmm. But you're also getting a good amount of that malt and the malt sweetness coming through. That's like this really nice underlying base to just drop those citrusy flavors right on top. And it is tasting kind of dank. It is tasting kind of resiny, but it's resiny without the super syrupy body, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm. Yeah, this is a very nice kind of like go-to
everyday
IPA. Yeah, everyday type IPA, yeah. Yeah. Or as you might say, IPA ASAP.
Like when you need an IPA ASAP, this is
get really- it. And it has a like a Mack truck, like a hauling Mack truck on the front. Oh, and it's hauling a giant hop, by the way, which is pretty cool. So, and it looks like it's speeding, so it is getting that IPA to you ASAP for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so now we've had a Saucy Brew Works beer, and saucy. It's good. I like that.
Yeah, I did too.
That was nice. I mean, it's hard. It's hard these days to find a hoppy beer from a brewery that's not a hazy beer, and B, to find an IPA that you would say, "Oh, I would actually go back to that one because it stands out enough."
Yeah.
Cool. So moving to our last one, this is also hoppy. So three hoppy ones for this.
The color on the can art is pretty.
Yeah. So this is a brewery I've heard of and heard good things about, but I've never had anything by them, which means you also have not.
How do you know?
Well, because it's not from in-state. If it was from in-state, I'd say there's a possibility because Rebecca does, well, not right now, but Rebecca does happy hours with coworkers, yeah. And it's like, I'm going to this brewery we've never been to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man. So this is by Foam Brewers, and they're out of Burlington, Vermont. This is their beer, Multitude of Drops, and it is 8.8% alcohol. It is a double IPA, and it is in a 16-ounce can. So let's give this sucker a go. Whoa. I just shot. Yeah. I opened it a little aggressively, and I shot beer.
Did it get on the carpet?
I don't know. Just went somewhere. Flinged somewhere.
Went somewhere.
Oh, here we go. I kind of assumed it's from Vermont. It is looking hazy. But Vermont makes the hazies right typically, so let's keep our fingers crossed that that's the case.
It's very light.
Like I said, I've heard a lot. Oh, yeah, it's very yellow. Super yellow. Quite hazy.
Yeah.
It's not quite like when people say, oh, it looks like orange juice and it's pulpy. It's pretty dialed back from that, which I'm happy about. Because usually those ones that are, like, unbelievably hazy taste really yeasty. So this doesn't look like that. But what does it smell like?
It smells weird.
It does smell weird.
I don't know what it is.
What is that smell?
It doesn't smell appetizing.
Yeah, there's a... Ugh. Part of it smells faintly like some sort of cleaning agent.
I was going to say it smells like skunky.
I don't think it smells skunky. I do get a little grapefruit on the nose. But what is... Like, I don't know the best way to describe that weird smell. It smells familiar to me, but I can't...
I'm just making a lot of weird faces. Because I'm like... What is it?
Okay, the only thing that's coming to mind, and tell me if I'm off base with this or not, it smells like a very faint smell of pretzels.
Okay.
Like bready and salty, kind of.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
And that's odd.
I'm getting the Vaseline smell.
Yeah, I could see where you're getting that for sure.
It's the nose doesn't make me want to drink it, let's just say that.
It's not an appealing nose. No, it's definitely not appealing in the nose. But when I get through that weird smell, like I did say, I get that grapefruit. There's a little bit of like maybe a tangerine there as well.
I can't get past it though. How do you stick your nose in there long enough?
Well, the problem for you is it's that weird smell plus the Vaseline smell for you. So it's like double whammy. So you're just not going to like that nose no matter what.
Yeah.
It tastes orange juicy for sure.
The mouthfeel and the taste, yeah.
Yeah, it is, there's way more of a mouthfeel than I thought there would be.
I like the mouthfeel.
It is one of those ones where you're like, you would expect it to look like what we were saying it definitely doesn't look like. Yeah. Like that super pulpy, unbelievably hazy one. It's got that mouthfeel, which, you know, for this type of beer, like, That's a good mouthfeel.
It's not really flavorful, though.
Oh, I get flavor. I get plenty of flavor. So I get a lot of orange. I'm getting a little bit of grapefruit, a lot of orange, and there's this bit of pine on the very end of it that just kind of persists.
I don't like it at all.
I would say I'm okay with it. I don't love this beer, but I don't hate this beer. It's like, it's okay. That's my feeling on it.
I don't like it at all.
What's the date code on this one? It is, I mean, it is like 1 month in the can.
Sorry. Sorry, beer.
In comparison, the Saucy Brewworks IPA is over 3 months in the can. It's still tasting really good.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And the Double Galaxy by Hill Farmstead is, yeah, like 1 month in the can, basically. Okay.
Ugh.
So as I keep drinking it, like, it's tasting a little yeasty. I'm getting a little bit of a yeastiness that I get with these hazies. And then it's getting more bread-driven as well.
I don't like it at all.
It's not my fave. Although I could see if people are like the Hayes Bros, they could really enjoy this beer. It's like I said, I'm fine with it. I wouldn't seek it out. It's not my thing. Okay, so I want to go back and do a quick retaste of that Double Galaxy because
Give me a splash of that.
Warmed up more, so like I said in the beginning, it might taste a little bit different. I'm going to give it a nice swirl. Still smells really good.
My God. It smells like heaven next to that last one.
Ooh. I think it was done with cryo hops. So I'm getting a little bit of that kind of like burn in the back of my throat that you can get from cryo hops.
You're like sensitive to that.
I'm like, ugh. That I don't like, but what do you think as it's warmed up a little?
I think it's better.
It has gotten better since it's warmed up a bit. Okay. Well, now I just want to do a quick splash of the... Not that small of a splash.
So that's barely a swallow.
It's like a little baby sip. Going back to the Abyss real quick, but do you know your ranking already?
I think so.
I mean, that Abyss is good. I like that.
Yeah, it's okay. I see why you would like it. It's not my favorite, though.
Yeah, it's for people who are good with, like, deeper, darker flavors like that. Tons of wood. Actually, now that I'm drinking, it's a little bit leathery, too. A little bit tobacco-y as well. Like, you got to be good with, and like I was saying, like, ashy and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, anyway. It's going to make ranking a little tough. Okay.
You ready, or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay. So my number one is the IPA ASAP.
Yeah, the Saucy Brewworks. Really That's good. A good IPA. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
The number two for me is going to be the Double Galaxy.
By Hill Farmstead. Yeah, Imperial IPA with Galaxy.
My number three is going to be that Brandy Barrel Aged Abyss.
By Deschutes, sure. To remind everyone, it is the Imperial Stout aged in brandy barrels for a year with blackstrap molasses, licorice, cherry bark, and whole vanilla beans.
And then bringing up the rear is...
The Foam Multitude of Drops, which is the Hazy Double IPA. Yeah. Okay, so my number four is the Multitude of Drops by Foam. Like I said, I'm okay with it, but... you know... My number three is going to be the Hill Farmstead Double Galaxy. It's good. I quite like it, but not as much as number two, which is the Deschutes Brandy Barrel Aged The Abyss. And my number one, just like Rebecca, is the Saucy Brewworks IPA ASAP. I'm going to really enjoy finishing that.
I really like that.
I'd like a whole six, well, more than a whole six pack of that.
Yeah.
That's a good beer for like a go-to, just whenever you feel like something hoppy, because it has
everything.
Yeah, it's flavorful, but it's not too serious. It's not going to punch your I was going to say flavor receptacles. it's not going to punch your taste buds too hard.
Your flavor receptacles.
It walks a really nice line of light but flavorful too. So yeah.
It's sessionable, approachable.
Mm-hmm.
It delivers some flavor. It has a nice mouth feel. It has your citrus, a little bitterness.
Yeah.
It has everything.
All good. But thank you to Kyle Norman
for
giving us this stuff. And it'll be interesting to see what the next episode brings us, because we might repeat one of these breweries, but we might not. We'll see. Because we had 9 beers to choose from. So these are the first 4. We have 5 to pick from for the next one. One of them won't make the cut.
Which one will it be?
We'll figure that out. And we'll probably tell you which one didn't make the cut on the episode, but you know. So anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. And until next time,
keep it brutal. I've been stuck.